When I visited C-Mart to ask if they were Sitka's main turkey supplier, Ted Kubacki didn't skip a beat.
We rule the roost on that, we certainly do.
Kubacki has been working in the meat department since April, so this is his first Thanksgiving as a butcher. He was skeptical at first.
Going, wow, we ordered way too many turkeys. We just have towers and towers and towers of frozen turkeys, and now you go in the freezer and they're not there. They're gone.
There's frozen turkeys, fresh turkeys, organic turkeys, 10-pound ones, and 27-pound ones you can barely wrap your arms around. Kubacki suggested I meet with his boss to get a sense of the turkey supply chain. Pat Dodson has been the meat manager of C-Mart for the past 14 years. He motioned to a stack of frozen butterballs.
These actually came in about the middle of October, and that just gives us enough time to start pricing and preparing, you know, before the rush hits.
We walk into a negative 15 degree meat freezer, the size of a small bedroom. There's an axe to chop your way out if you get locked inside. A lot of Dodson's orders come from community organizations buying in bulk.
This is an order for Sitka Medical, which we're going to deliver today. Here, there's a total of 24 turkeys.
Sitka Tribe of Alaska ordered 50. Allen Marine ordered 75. Orders this big take a lot of advanced planning.
There's time frames, and I try to warn them, you know, you have to let me know a little sooner because it takes a little while for it to get here.
Days, in fact. The last barge bearing turkeys arrived in Sitka from Seattle at 2:30 a.m. on Monday. Trucks are hustling the turkeys directly to the store, and one arrives. Justin Albee is the grocery manager. He raises a giant metal gate while the truck slowly backs in.
This kind of feels like in Star Trek when a spaceship docks.
It does at times.
Between C-Mart and Lakeside, meat managers ordered about 37,000 pounds of turkeys, both fresh and frozen. No one's done a head count, but assuming the average turkey is 15 pounds, that's nearly 2,500 turkeys slaughtered elsewhere and barged to Baranoff Island for the holiday season. That's how the vast majority of turkeys get here, except for this one.
It came in the mail, we put it in the yard, and we fed it, and we've butchered it, and it's going into the oven.
Bridget Kaufman and her husband Ted have been raising poultry in their backyard for years. Kaufman didn't get personally attached to this turkey, which they named Hungry, but she said that raising him makes Thanksgiving Day all the more meaningful.
I feel better about eating a bird that I know the food that it's been eating, that it hasn't been locked up in a little tiny box, that it's been able to wander around, and it has had a good life.
Under the Kaufman's care, Hungry grew to 35 pounds and will be shared by nearly 40 people this coming Thursday. Back at C-Mart, Ted Kubacki, who is a former chef, says all the fuss over turkey is never really about turkey at all. A father of four, he knows that you're piling a lot more on your plate at Thanksgiving.
Random memory triggers come from flavor and scent more than vision. Like you smell a scent, you think back to grandma's kitchen, you know, or you taste something, you go, wow, that's just like my grandfather used to, you know, make that and stuff like that. And it makes you remember perhaps people that are gone, homes that are gone, your past, and, you know, where you're from.
And knowing where you're from, and maybe where your food came from, is especially important on Thanksgiving Day. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Emily Kwong.